Welcome to Shir 25, and we will say the Shir Lezecher Nishmas, those killed in the tragedy at Meron, as well as Eliyahu Meir ben Avraham Chaim. We will now start a new chapter that deals with the brachos on fruits and vegetables. The brachos on all fruits that grow on trees, whether they are Shivas Haminim or not, is Ha'etz. The bracha on all fruits that grow from the ground are ho'adama. Now, even though one can recite a hadama on fruit that grows on a tree and fulfill your bracha obligation, since the bracha of ha'itz is more chashuv, so Chazal set a separate bracha for fruits of the tree to thank God for making such special fruits, and also since this bracha is more specific, so it shows God's more specific hashgacha. We need to define what is considered a fruit from a tree. So any tree that lasts from year to year, so perennials, in that the branches remain alive, and each year it produces fruit, is considered a bona fide fruit tree. However, if the branches completely dry out in the winter, even though the roots are still alive, and it produces fruit again next year, so that's considered a fruit of the ground, and would be a ha'adama. Yet, if you recited ha'itz, you'd be yotze b'diavad in an ex post facto manner. The minhag is to recite a hadama on berries that grow on low bushes, and low means that it's under 3 tefachim. If this bush grows higher than 3 tefachim, then the bracha becomes a ha'etz. So the following rules are a result of this halacha. Blueberries grow on bushes that last from year to year, and they grow at a level higher than 3 tefachim, therefore the bracha is ha'etz. Raspberries are in machlokas, since apparently different branches produce the fruit yearly, and therefore you should recite a hadama. But just to point out that many kosher organizations do not recommend raspberries because they're often infested. So if you want to eat raspberries, that might be something to look into. Strawberries are considered hadama since the branches dry up during the winter. Bananas and pineapples, so these look like they grow on a tree, but since the trees are cut yearly, the bracha on these items is hadama. Papaya is hadama, and sabra is a ha'itz. Now if you make a hadama on a Borei Priya Eats fruit, so you have, b'diavad, fulfilled your obligation, since you made a true statement that all fruits of the tree come from the ground. And one should obviously not do this on purpose, but you should recite the proper bracha on that fruit. However, if you recited a ha'itz on a hadama fruit, you're not yotze, since this is a false statement, because the item did not grow on a tree. Now, as a result of this halacha, if you do not know the bracha on a fruit, and you cannot clarify what the bracha is, you should recite a ha'adama, as then you are for sure yotze. If you have both a ha'etz fruit in front of you and a hadama fruit, and you first recite the bracha on the hadama, this will not include the ha'etz, since hadama is not the proper bracha for a ha'etz fruit. Now, if you specifically intended to cover the ha'etz fruit, there's a machlokas if you're yotze, so you should make a hesach hadas, or you take your mind off of this fruit. Then later in the day, you can return to the fruit and recite the proper bracha. However, one who relies on the first bracha, on the hadama, has who to rely on. Now, there are numerous conditions that need to be met to recite a ha'itz. So number one, it needs to grow on a tree for a long enough period to be called a fruit. Number two, must be edible. Number three, you must eat in the normal way that most people would eat this kind of fruit, so either raw or cooked. Number four, you must eat the main part of the fruit, not some secondary item that grows with the fruit. Number five, it must be that this is why the plant was planted. Number six, you're eating the actual fruit and not the juice that comes from the fruit. And finally, number seven, the fruit must still have a tsura, the form of a fruit. If any of these rules are missing, then the bracha is going to be different. A fruit which is unfit to eat due to its bitterness does not get a bracha, since you do not receive hana from eating it. If the bitterness is removed through cooking, then you would recite a pri ha'etz on it. It's like any fruit that is only fit to eat through cooking. So an example might be sour apples that you only eat when they are in a cooked state. Spices that are only eaten in other foods to give flavor. So if you eat one of these spices alone when they're dried out, you would not recite a bracha because there's no hana from eating dried out spices. However, if you mix them with sugar or similar item, then you would recite a bracha on them. One cannot recite a ha'etz or hadama unless you're eating the fruit or vegetable in the normal manner, and this is defined as the way the majority of people eat this item in this location, whether raw or cooked. However, a fruit that is typically eaten raw and you eat it cooked, or the opposite, you would recite a shahakal on this fruit, and this applies even to Shivas Haminim. However, let's say you did recite a ha'etz or hadama, say you're yotze b'diavad. If most people eat this fruit or vegetable in either a cooked or a raw manner, even if it tastes better when cooked, so nevertheless it keeps its regular bracha when it's raw. So due to this, we recite a hadama on carrots, whether raw or cooked. If you have a fruit that most people eat cooked, even though it could be eaten raw, and it even tastes good in a raw state, since most people don't eat it this way, you would recite a shahakal. Sour apples are a fruit that most people do not eat in a raw state, and therefore you would only recite a ha'etz if they are cooked, like we mentioned earlier. However, a regular apple or a pear that could be eaten both in a raw or cooked state is always going to be a ha'etz. Sour cherries are only eaten when cooked, so if you eat them in a raw state, you would recite a shahakal if you get pleasure from it. But sweet cherries are a ha'etz in either format. Various types of beans and legumes, whether eaten raw or cooked, are hadama. However, if they are dried, then they are only eaten in a cooked state, and therefore if you eat them in a raw state, you would recite a shahakal. Sauerkraut or cooked cabbage is hadama, since this is the manner that people eat these raw foods. But raw cabbage, on the other hand, is shahakal, but don't recite a shahakal on your cabbage salad that you're about to eat, because we're going to get back to this in a moment. Large, sharp radishes that people do not eat without bread are shahakal, but red radishes that people eat independently, and all categories of radishes that are not sharp but are eaten with bread are a hadama. People do not usually eat raw onions and garlic, but rather it would be eaten with bread, and therefore if you eat raw onions or garlic without bread, the bracha would be shahakal. However, today in locations where people eat certain types of onions in their raw state, so for example scallions, then the bracha will be hadama. Regular onions, however, even if they're cooked in water, are shahakal. However, if they're cooked to the point where they're good, and if people eat them in this manner, then they're hadama. And the same thing is true for frying. So since once onions are fried, they have good flavor, they become sweet, they become people enjoy them that way, so the bracha is hadama. So let's get back to cabbage. Rav Forst writes that today, the manner of eating many vegetables has changed. And the example he uses is cabbage, in that today it's commonly eaten in a raw state, and therefore, if most people in this location eat this specific food in a raw state, the bracha today will be a hadama, but this is obviously not limited to cabbage alone. In all the situations that we mentioned, where you are supposed to recite a shahakal, if you said a hadama or a ha'etz, depending obviously on what the item is, then ex post facto, you have fulfilled your obligation. So therefore, if you're unsure if a food is generally eaten raw or cooked, then what you should do is you should recite al ha'etz or hadama, depending on what the fruit is, as you're then yotze regardless. And even though we can make an argument that we could make a shahakal because you're yotze with shahakal for everything, but it's better to use the more specific bracha of ha'etz or hadama. So this ends Shir 25, and next time we're going to continue with this topic.